Obviously, we want to get 10% Swedish quality. I've had the sort of 10% vote to really read in the actual kind of view of the students, but we hit 2,500 voters, and that's actually up on the similar figures that we have done in the past. So we are confident in the fact that we have actually attracted a lot of people to vote on this, and it's still very indicative of what the students think, and we can really draw a fair conclusion, even though, because it's difficult of a university this size to hit that 10%. To have 2,500 people vote, I mean, as we said, it's under the 10%. But if you look at the general trend of voting and you consider how many students that is, 2,500, and how many different fields of the university and of the union that we've actually affected and got into and really spread the word about, I think it's been very effective. We've hit a lot of the areas that often aren't underrepresented in certain issues with the union, and issues kind of stretched into those further, far afield places.
And as a follow-up to that, we've mentioned the fact that the SU isn't going to represent it fully because it hasn't reached 10%, but does this now act as a guideline for the feelings that students have about the issue?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll see in the statement posted later on the union's full statement on it and what we can use the results for, but we can definitely say it's indicative of what the students believe, over twice the amount of students voting one side and the other. So I think it's something that we can look at in the future and really sort of understand our students from.
One of the difficulties with this referendum was the fact that the publicity time for it would have been over the summer period when students weren't around. If any referendums happen later in the year, are there lessons to be learned about the process by which we campaign and allow for displaying views to be heard?
Yeah, I fully agree with that. I think we actually extended the publicising time for this because it came at a difficult time of the calendar. So I think we can be very happy with sort of how politically active we have been on it and the sort of real interest of our students that have been captivated in the whole issue. So I think in future, if we can publicise it better and we can draft a sort of better sort of timetabling system and get more of those student groups that we do depend on involved, then I think we can hope for better turnout.
And as students, if students want to carry on having their voice heard, having enjoyed being part of political participation so far, can they continue to do that throughout the year?
Absolutely. We have an SU campaigns department, and we have a democracy team, and also the SU democracy and the union council and the various issues that our union relies on, they're publicised through our media channels as well, such as URN and the other ones. So just stay tuned into them and keep your ear to the ground on the union, and we'll publicise what's coming up.